Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen. I just want to thank everyone. This is Kingdom Daughters International, and we're here on Friday, September the 10th, and we're here to do our conference that's scheduled to start at 8. I just want to thank everybody for joining us, and I know all the lines are muted out at this time. For what he has done and what he's doing and what he's going to do. And we're going to have a dynamic speaker tonight, and she's preparing to come on the line. So as she prepares to come on the line, I'm going to ask everyone if you would please mute your phones out. We'll be getting started in a few minutes with some testimonies, teachings. Just need a few minutes before we can come. Go forth. I'm going to ask Minister Parks, are you on the line?
Yeah. Is the music playing?
Thank God for all the ones that's on the line.
Well, praise God. This is Kingdom Builders International. I thank God for...
Just a little music before we get started.
Good evening, everyone. This is Kingdom Builders International. We welcome you all the callers on the line today. Tonight we will have, normally this would be Prophet Keith Blanton's first Sunday service that comes once a month, but he has invited a special guest, Prophetess Rogers, and I'm looking to see her number, and I don't see her number, but I do see his number. I'm going to unmute him.
Amen.
Hello, Prophet. Are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Amen.
Oh,
God
I see her
you.
Number
God
is there. So the prophetess is on the line and she's ready to go, right?
Yes,
let me unmute her
is.
Also. I'm going to mute you back, sir, and I'll get back with you later on in the program.
If you can, please leave me open with her. We will at some time probably tag team on this, maybe, maybe not. Just leave me open.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, prophetess, are you there?
I'm here. God bless you.
Prophetess Rogers, God bless you. I'm Minister Sophia Parks. I work with Prophetess Teresa and Evangelist Hannah in Kingdom Builders, and we are glad to have you tonight. What we will do is, what I'll do is do a small announcement, then I'll pray for you, and then I'll let you go, okay? I'll let you go for it.
Amen, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're just glad and honored and so privileged to have Prophetess Rogers on the line tonight. We know that she's going to give us a word from you, oh God, and I pray that the ears are open, people's ears are open to hear what she's saying. And Father God, we just thank you for it, Lord, and we just know that you're going to, as she decreases, that you're going to increase even the more tonight, Lord. And we just thank you for it, and we pray, Lord, that there will be no distractions on the line tonight, that everyone that has an ear to hear will hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church. And also, I want to let everyone know that this is Kingdom Builders International, and let me just put a little plug out here. If you would like to give into sow into this ministry, sow into this good ground, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org and follow the instructions, and we certainly will be glad to receive what you would feel that God has given you to give to us. Now, at this time, we will turn it over to Prophetess Rogers.
Well, praise the Lord. It's an honor and a privilege, and I am humbled to be here tonight with Kingdom Builders International, and I give honor to the angel of this ministry, to all my God's people, to Prophet Keith Blanton. Certainly, it's an honor and a privilege to be here with you on tonight. Certainly, the Lord had begun to deal with me concerning a word, and it's a word that has become taboo, if you will, in the body of Christ. It has become taboo in marriages. It has become taboo in communities, and sometimes when this word is spoken, people cringe or they get a mindset, their mindset begins to shift. Because it causes one to have to lower themselves. And just, you know, for the purpose of tonight, I want to talk a little bit about humility. I also want to talk about false humility. And then the word that God has really been dealing with me about concerning the body of Christ, concerning relationships, concerning marriages, is the word submission. Oftentimes, when we hear the word submission, a lot of people's mindsets go to somebody's trying to control me. You try to tell me what to do. And it has become a word that's taboo in the body of Christ. People don't want to hear it. They don't want to, here we go, submit to the word submission. But what the Lord began to show me, and the reason I believe he's beginning to show me is because he's about to place us back in our proper position. He's getting the house and the houses in order. And that's going to take us knowing what our position is. And one of the things that he showed me about the word submission, he deals with me with words. Anyone who knows me, I am what they call a word girl. My son, they love this cartoon. It's called Word Girl. She's always talking about different words, teaching different words. And he showed me something powerful. The Lord dealt with me powerfully about the word submission. And he broke it down into its context, sub and mission. And when you put those two together, it's a place of authority. Sub meaning to be beneath, to undergird, to go below, to go down, buckle down, bear down. And mission, one's calling, their assignment, their purpose. And when he put those things together for me, he let me know that those that he's calling into submission, lowering themselves for the purpose of the mission that is of God, the kingdom mission, the vision of the visionary, the vision of that family. When we would submit, it's a place of great authority. Because as we lower ourselves, woman of God, when you begin to pray, you pray that we might decrease, not the lowering of ourselves, that he may increase. And God is causing us to get in that place of decrease because there's too many eyes operating. Too much me, 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 me. And that's why you don't see the power of God. I come from a ministry. I've been blessed to have had the opportunity to serve under the late Mother Stella Boyd, Pastor Kenneth R. Collins. I was positioned to serve in that place. And I promise you, I didn't have the place that I carried the bags. I wasn't the place where I was always in people's face. My job was just to wash her feet. That took a place of submission. But I promise you, in that place of submission, God began to empower me. And as he began to deal with me lately here, I'm finding out if we would just get back to that low place that he might exalt us, that he might raise us up, we would see more visions come to pass. But part of the problem is we don't want to submit ourselves. Submission takes humility, not this false humility of I'm doing it because you want me to do it. It is because I love God. And no matter, Lord, what you would have me to do, my answer is yes. Whatever you will have me to do, if you want me up at 2 o'clock to pray, is yes. If you want me to shut my mouth from cussing somebody out, is yes. Whatever you would have me to do, the answer is yes. And what I'm finding out is that most people have submission in them. It's already programmed. You submit to your boss on your job. Us, before we got married, when we were out there fornicating, we laid ourselves down. Whatever that brother would have us to do, we found ourselves submitting to it. How much more on this side should we submit to the things of God, to the word of God, to the will of God? We don't want to do that in this hour, but he's calling us back. He has a people that he has been in prepared. There's a remnant that he is preparing. Those who have an ear to hear, they're not just talking, loving him with his lips, with their lips, but their heart is far from him. When you really serve, really, when you really submit, you are acknowledging the mandate, the assignment of God and the assignment of those who have the rule over you. It's not about you anymore. See, we, especially, I'm going to talk to women tonight because I'm a woman. I don't have the full male perspective, but I promise you I have a part of the women perspective. Because one thing I found out about us, we know how to get you told. We know how to buck. We know how to rebel. But I'm finding out that this God side of a woman, the one that he's calling, that daughter, that mother, it takes a place of submission. One, submitting to the voice of God when he says to do something, to find yourself doing it. And many of us that have been out here single, desiring to be married, the reason we're not is because we're not single yet. We're not married because we're not single. We don't know how to hear the single voice of God. If you can't hear the single voice of God, how are you going to hear your mate? How are you going to hear the one that God is going to espouse you to? Because, see, some of us have been taught like me. Ain't no man going to tell me what to do. I can do bad all by myself. Well, you're going to stay by yourself. You got to submit to something. And there's two spirits. Well, make it three. You got the spirit of God, the spirit of the enemy, and your spirit. You're going to follow something. I would rather submit myself to the word of God, because his word will not go out and return void, but accomplish that he sent it out to do, than to take into my bosom every evil way. And my spirit has been, the reason we need so much deliverance, because our spirit has been programmed by what our mama used to do, what our grandmama used to do, what Aunt Jady used to do, Uncle Bo Peep used to do, Uncle Bud used to do. We got so many different perspectives in us, and that's all we know. That's why God has to come in and deliver that mind first, because if you don't change your mind about submission and what it is, you'll never do it, or you'll do it grudgingly. Even the Lord wants a cheerful giver. I submit because I love the Lord, not that men might see me, but that I am doing service as unto the Lord. And just for a few minutes, I want to kind of give you some definitions, because that's what I do. I like to give clarity and understanding. And submission, I went into different areas. I went into the Strong's Concordance, Wikipedia, the dictionary, and found out the perspective of each of those. I'm more prone to Strong's Concordance because that's the original meaning of the word as it is written in the Bible. Some of these other references have more of a worldly perspective, but you can certainly glean or extrapolate an understanding from those particular mediums. One Strong's Concordance says, submission is to be under obedience, to be subject to obey, to lay down. The Bible says, if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured with the sword. God is calling us to be willing to submit, willing to obey. He would rather have our obedience than our sacrifice. Many of us will sacrifice, but we won't obey. He's calling us into full obedience, because partial obedience is still disobedience. And he's calling for a true yes from his people. Wikipedia defines it as the acknowledgement of the legitimacy of the powers of one superior or superiors. Let me say that again. It's the acknowledgement of the legitimacy of those who have the rule over you. Oftentimes I find when people won't submit, it's because they really don't consider that person legitimate. You know, it don't take all that. Pastor got us doing all that. Why my husband want me to do that? He always want me to do this. He always want me to do that. Well, I'm going to go back to, because you're going to find me going back and forth. Before I was saved, I could party all night and look for the after party when the other party was over. Before I was saved, the brother could have me to drive 5 hours. I'd be on my way. He said, give me time, baby. I'm almost there. But we get on this side, and we can't even stay in prayer 5 hours. God said, get up at 2 o'clock. Well, I done worked all night. I'm tired. But before, You work and you can party all night. And we make all these excuses for the flesh, and I promise you that God is coming to remove the excuses from us. He is wanting a yes the first time, because we don't know if he's going to come back a second time. The reason I say that is because the Lord dealt with me about the spirit of Vashti. Vashti was in a place of great authority. She was a queen. She was under the direct rulership of her husband, the king. And when he called her to show her beauty, she rebelled. She said one no too many. And that one no caused her to be replaced. And people of God, those of you under the sound of my voice, that one no can get you replaced in the kingdom today, people. Don't believe it. But there's an Esther waiting to take your place. There is someone waiting. He has a ram in the bush if you won't do it. That's why it's so crucial in this hour that we obey, that we lower ourselves. We decrease, as the prayer went forth today, that he might increase in us. Because we've seen too much of flesh on parade. The spirit of entertainment has hit the church. There's no power. You know exactly what's going to happen when it happens. You're going to get the A and B selection. You're going to make the announcements. They're going to praise this. The man or woman or guy going to get up and preach. There's going to be an offering or two. They might do an altar call, and then it's goodbye until Wednesday or Thursday, or I'll see you next Sunday. See, where I came from, you call yourself going to get there when the service starts at 11. You're going to get there because you think pastor going to be up by 1, and by the time you get there, one service is over because the power of God has already hit the place. Wipe everybody out and we're going home. He's getting us back to that. And it's going to take a submissive heart to the will of God, preparing us to fast and pray, consecrate ourselves, shut our mouths. He is calling us into that place. And I'm loving it. I don't want to be replaced in this hour. I want to finish my course. I ain't running this race just to not finish or go past the finishing line. I want to finish my course. And I pray that those of you who are listening, that you get stirred to finish your course. You don't need to be replaced in this hour. Many of us are not using the gifts, the callings, and the talents that God has given us. One, because we're bound in the church. You're not able to flow. You're backed up, constipated in the realm of the spirit. But the spirit of the Lord is coming to release you to do the things of God. Because if you don't, he will remove that candlestick. He will take that one gift and give it to somebody who's willing to take what God has given them and get some more. See, I'm greedy in the Holy Ghost. If you don't want to pray, I'll pray. If you don't want to clean, guess what? I'll clean. Lord, add more to me, because to whom much is given, much is required. He requires a lot of us. And many of us have not elevated into those places of authority is because we haven't done anything on the level we are in. We won't submit. The Lord will give you to sing a song. Well, Lord, I can't sing. I don't know how to sing. He didn't say that you knew how to sing. Sing with your raspy voice. That song might be the deliverance to someone who hears it. I don't consider myself a singer, but when he gives me to sing, I promise you deliverance takes place. And he don't give me to sing that much because I would really want you all off the phone, because that's not my grace. But if he tell me to sing, guess what? For that moment, I'm a psalmist. I'm all things for the gospel's sake. And if we have to quit saying no to the spirit of the Lord. And he's requiring, he doesn't ask a lot of us. The Holy Ghost doesn't ask a lot of us. The Lord said, give me 10% and I'll prosper your 90. And the reason we're not getting into those fullness of things, because we won't give, we won't tithe. Or we'll give and not tithe, or we'll tithe and not give. We got to do both. And see, to present your body a living sacrifice and acceptable unto God. It's your reasonable service. It's the thing that you can do. Now, Wikipedia goes on to say, they acknowledge the legitimacy of the powers of hear you.
You're breaking up just a little bit, Prophetess. Can you get near a spot?
I haven't moved, but I'll move a little bit more.
Okay.
Is this better?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He is desiring that when you see the man or woman of God, if you're called to the ministry, I never understood how someone could be in a ministry and not acknowledge or reverence those in the ministry that they're sitting under. If you have lost respect, or you don't acknowledge the legitimacy of your pastor, or your apostle, or the prophet, or whoever's over that house, why are you there? Taking up a seat? I don't want to be any place anymore in my life unless I'm called to be there. The steps of a good man, they are ordered by the Lord. And we need to be in a place where we know where we're supposed to be, because you got a lot of folks jumping all over the place. They can never get fulfilled where they are. That's why so many people, they need a day service, they need an afternoon service, and they need a night service, because they're still not satisfied. And I don't ever want to be in a place where I am not satisfied, because he comes to fulfill our lives. He comes that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. That's the purpose of Jesus Christ. And if you're experiencing anything else, it's not of God. For the enemy, the thief, cometh not but for to kill, steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, for I am come that you might have life. And how do we get that life? Jesus was the perfect example. His life was the perfect example. He humbled himself. He did whatever the Father said for him to do. He even submitted himself to the death of the cross. He said, I'm willing to die, because that was my assignment. And part of our problem is that we don't want to die to self. That's why we won't submit. That's why we won't humble ourselves, because we got this here, our identity. One thing about a woman, when she's born, the norm is she gets her father's name, her father's identity. She becomes the lineage of him. When she gets married, she gets her husband's last name. That's a place of protection. The Lord showed me this place that he has called the woman to be in, this place of submission. Christ is the head of man is the head of woman. Why is that such a place of protection? Because if God is the forerunner, he's in the front, and that man is following Christ, do you know the enemy would have to come through God and through your husband before he can get to you if everybody stays in their position? What happens is when we get out of position, we become a victim, or we become open to attack. That's why it's so important, and the devil knows this. If I can just get her out of her position, get her to swell up, get her not to submit, get her not to pray, get her not to fast, get her to open up her mouth and curse the man of God, get her to become a complainer, I'll get her out of her position. And when you get out of position, you start having health problems, weight problems, prayer problems, spiritual problems, marriage problems, money problems. But if you stay in order,
yes, God,
stay in your place, it's a great place of protection. That's why I am endeavoring to stay in my place, even when I don't understand everything. But because I trust God, and I know that he has my best interest in mind, so much so that in the book of Genesis, after he had created the heavens and the earth, he hung the stars and the moon and the sun, created the sea, and that which swims in the seas, created vegetation, male and female animals, and created man. He said, I'm still not done. My masterpiece is not completed. I got to get all this stage set, because what I'm going to produce lastly before I sit down is a woman. She is in a prime place if she stays in her place, not going off in the garden talking to the serpent. Need to be somewhere praying, sticking close to her husband, who has named everything. Because if you got the right one, he's already named it and claimed it. The place is already prepared for you. You just got to stay in your place. Stay in position. That's why it's so important to get the right husband. That's why you need to know and hear God for yourself. I can't tell you how many times I blew that area. That's why I can teach about it, because I've been there, done that, wrote the book about it, did the play on it. Many of us are married, but he's not our husband. Or we're married and she's not our wife, or she's our knife. That's for the brothers. Stay in position. The other definition, if I could just move on, that the dictionary gave, is an act or instance of submitting as by yielding to authority. Act of presenting for approval. Some of these synonyms that they use was compliance, appeasement, assent, a backing down, a bowing. That's one of my favorite positions in prayer, is bowing before the Lord. Because when I get up after prayer, I am empowered, I'm strengthened. Many of us, we talk a good game, we talk scripture. We talk about prayer, but we don't do it. We talk about the Bible, but we don't read it. We talk about marriage, but we won't submit in it. We talk about church and ministry, and we're not fulfilled in it. I used to complain so much about what was going on in the church, and the very thing I was complaining about, I had the gift or the anointing to do it, but I never offered my talent, but I complained about it. I wouldn't submit my gift to the body because I had an attitude. And it took God to space these hips to say, you're complaining about something that you have the ability to change. And many of us have the ability to change atmospheres, but we won't submit in prayer. And I'm going to talk about that. You don't hear about shut-ins anymore. Matter of fact, if church go past 2 hours, we looking at the clock. We got to get to that restaurant. You will spend more time at Country Buffet. You'll spend more time at what's this other one, Golden Corral, than you will in church. Because we're so prone to eating. I started a consecration October the 1st, and I almost hate food now. I almost hate sweets because I feel like I'm going to miss something. This is the work of the Lord. I am lowering myself, forgetting about me and what I want to do. Lord, what would you have me to do in this season? Who can I help? Who can I bless? Because when you forget about yourself, I promise you, he'll keep you in remembrance. He will keep you in remembrance. And as you continue to do for him in the background, I don't care where I go. If I sin in the back, somebody always bring me to the front. I would rather to be asked up than to be asked down any day. I don't have to be seen, even though he has me up in the forefront. I ain't got to be there. It don't make me who I am. Anybody who knows me on Facebook, I'm now just Murder Steam with no title, because I don't want a title and no power. Many people carrying titles and don't have power. I want the power. You keep your title. I want, when I get under the mission of God, under the mission of the man of God or the woman of God, when I submit myself and raise that thing up in prayer as an incense before the Lord, that I, when I see the fullness of that thing come, I have received my reward. I would rather God to bless me than to get acclamations from men who one day will say, Hosanna, and then very shortly after that, crucify him, crucify her. I would rather wait on the reward of the Lord. And I am in a season that he is blessing me beyond my measure. So I ain't even looking for it, and it's coming. Because he gave me the understanding. Mernestine, the way up is the way down. I know you tired, but you will give your job over time. And you won't give it to me. We so quick to be on Facebook, where we need to be in the face of the one who wrote the book. We need to be in his face. We email it instead of going in to get a rhema word from the Lord. Lord, what would you have us to say? God is calling us to a place of submission. And there are rewards, and also there is great punishment or judgment if we don't obey, if we won't, and we refuse. If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you'll be devoured with the sword. Knowing your position in submission will keep back division and cause division to manifest. Let me say that one more time. Knowing your position in submission, now understanding that you're getting under the mission of the kingdom of God, because we have to get what's in heaven down on earth. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. That means it's already there in the heavenly. But how do we get it down? We got to lower ourselves and cause the timber and the incense of what comes out of us to go up before the Lord. We got to do warfare. And I just got finished telling someone, I said, you know, we in warfare, but war ain't fair. See, we keep trying to be nice with this thing. And these are lives and souls, your life, your soul, that is in jeopardy if you don't do it. I don't want to be helping so many people that I myself be a castaway. I done prophesied to many, laid hands on many, and I myself going to go to hell. No, I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get myself together. I'm going to submit. I'm going to shut up. I'm going to go somewhere and sit down. I ain't going to wait for you to tell me. You know when you stepped over the line. That's just, and that's the other thing I see. There's not a lot of conviction anymore. It's almost as though there's a numbness in the body of Christ, because though people can say anything to you, don't feel nothing, talk to you any kind of way, don't have any conviction, fornicate and go and praise God, no conviction. He is bringing back the fear of God. I pray that today restore the fear of God in your people, because we ain't seeing him. We've been guilty of it. Out there sleeping with anything, ain't married, having parties, all this kind of stuff. I'm going to have a baby shower for pookity pookity poo, but you celebrating fornication. Where happened to our conviction? Why did we lower our standards so much? We lowered our standard, but we didn't submit.
Jesus.
Lowered the standard, but didn't submit. Everything goes now. We naming it and claiming it, but ain't no life to go with it. We dare not talk about humility. We dare not. And that's why I'm so loving what the Lord is doing in this season. Man of God, you want to say, I hear you. You want to share something?
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. I want to say this. You said something about the place of authority. The greatest position for the woman of God in the body of Christ is submission. This is something that God has given me to teach throughout the years or in my ministry here, even more so as of late. That, again, I want to reiterate what she said. She said that we fear that when we submit and do what someone says, that it is the spirit of control that we are under. Well, let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost comes to restrain you and to kill your flesh.
Yes,
it comes to take you out of your flesh or your carnal nature, the Adamic nature, the one that is already born and conceived in sin. It's been trained, it's been developed, it's been shown how to manipulate, lie, rebel, talk back, and do things that will hurt people because of what we allow to come out of our mouths. But the greatest place that a woman I found out in the body of Christ, and this is a man talking to you because God told me some years ago that this ministry would help to birth out the proper protocol and the order and the art of submission, along with tear up and to destroy the false foundations of false apostles and bishops and prophets in this hour. Well, the greatest submission or the greatest authority that a woman can have is in submission. Let me give you an example. If you've ever looked at animal kingdom and know anything about lions, when that lion is in control or in dominion, in position, there is a measure of responsibility that is given to that lion that's over the particular realm or region that he's walking in. They have marked their territory, and their assignment is to protect, to rule well, and to make sure nothing comes into that particular region to destroy or to tear it up or to divide it or to kill their cubs. Well, there are rules that govern God's kingdom. That lion, when it senses danger, it will let out a yell, or it will fight to protect its reign. Even when the young lions get to a certain age in life, in their lifespan, they begin to get testy amongst that particular litter or that particular domain that the lions have at that point. When that young lion begins to buck up against the stronger male, the adult male, the one that is in dominion, if he does not drive him from the fold, if he does not drive him away from that litter, he will overthrow him and then begin to take over that particular region. This is the same thing that would happen if that female lion, watch this, you all, this is important, and it's going to tie into scripture. If that female lion usurps the authority of that lion king, and she begins to growl at him, if he does not check her, now I'm using this as a natural parable. Somebody's offended because I said check. Sorry, but not sorry. This is kingdom. If that lion does not check her in front of everybody else, what happens now is he lets down his dominion, lets down his reign, and now the rest of the flock is going to have no respect for him. There will be no respect, and any and everything will go on in that particular region, and other lions will come in and mate, watch this, mate with the lioness, and look upon him as something as being weak. Vashti did the same thing.
Yes.
She rose up and rebelled against the king's command or his invitation to just show off her beauty. All he wanted to do is say, come on, let me show you off and what the Lord has done for me. Or let me just show you to the people. She said, no, I will not. But if you read that scripture, as it goes on, it says, you know what? We're going to have to do something about this because it's going to teach all of the other women. It's going to teach all of the others in this province, O king, to do the same things to their husbands. Woman of God, those of you that are under the sound of my voice, it is your duty, it is your authority to walk in submission, to show the proper order of the household, giving full rights to that husband if he's there, giving full rights and dominion and reign to those that are in authority over you. You will not, like she said, you will not talk back to those on your job unless you get fired. You'll give them a yes, I got it, and you'll do it. You'll bite your tongue to keep that paycheck. Why not bite your tongue for the Lord's kingdom and show these people that he has placed in our presence, in and up under our authority, in our own households? Let me even get a little deeper with that. If we have daughters and they're watching us mouthing off husbands and wives out, the husband doing the same thing, the wrong example, it's teaching them spirit of rebellion.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up, prophet.
Can you hear
me? You're breaking up.
Okay, can you hear me right now? What about now?
Okay.
Yes.
Good. If for
no, you're
our
breaking
family,
up again.
Okay, we're going to have to try to move and change positions then. Just
okay.
a second. What about now?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. If we are doing things before our children and before other members of the body of Christ, let me share this. Gossip and backbiting in the body of Christ is the wrong example, especially if you're sitting at a table. Let's just give an example. If you are sitting at a table with people having dinner after church and you got mm-hmm. one somebody that's talking about another individual to you in leadership or even just another member, if you don't correct them, what you're going to be permitting is a disease to go throughout the rest of the body. You're not killing that disease called backbiting, hatred, and unforgiveness. Jesus gave us the right to bring love to our brothers and our sister, and sometimes it means correcting them. Baby, I don't mean no harm, but you should be praying for them instead of talking about their dirty laundry. If you don't like what they're doing, then why are you sitting here up under the ministry?
Mm-hmm,
you've got
mm-hmm.
to learn how to kill that. We've got to learn how to be the proper example. That is a position of authority right there. When we fight for one another to keep the enemy out of the camp, that is a place of submission right there to the Holy Spirit. It's kingdom. But we are biting and devouring one another. The Bible says, take heed that you bite, do not bite and devour one another, lest you be consumed. He knew right there and then that some, Paul said, this stuff has to stop. Because if not, it's going to spread like an epidemic throughout the church. And that's what's wrong with it now. That's why it's no power there. Nobody wants to submit to the grace of God that's on our lives. Nobody wants to die. To die, my God, it takes something. We hear that scripture, that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Ain't nobody walking through the valley no more. We want the mountaintop experience to be used of God, have the gift in operation, but we do not want to go low. Woman of God, I remember you said something to me some time ago, not long ago, rather. You demonstrated how you would put something on your back and get down up under it, and your position was to bow to it, and there was a weight put on your back. That weight represented the ministry or the vision of the visionary, the husband or the leader of that church. When that woman gets into position, her assignment, first of all, her assignment is to push that ministry to where it's supposed to be. It is to push that man of God that God has given to you where he is supposed to be. Not to kill him to other individuals, because when you kill him, you kill yourself, especially if he's your husband or your pastor. You are not supposed to do that. I feel like you want to tap that right there, prophetess. You still there?
Just so I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Go ahead.
It is so key, that right there. We are so afraid to offend. But offense sometimes must come. Because if you don't nip that thing in the bud, the Bible says the little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Give no place to the devil. And we allow things to continue to go on and want to know, you know, we want to deal with it once it's become this huge mountain. But why it was a little bitty rock, why didn't you deal with it? When it was just a little bit of mustard seed, why didn't you go and attack it? And we understand that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. It's not that person. But you got to go after that spirit that is causing folks to come against leadership, come and speak mm-hmm. against marriages. But we're afraid to offend. And I have on many occasions, even when it comes to ministry, if it's your mama don't belong in your marriage. Oh, Lord, I just hit something right there. She don't belong there. Your girlfriend, your single girlfriend don't belong in your marriage.
That's right.
And many of us, we will cook for our pastor and send our husband to Burger King. But you want to know why Sally got him. Because while you was making sure that Pastor was eating, your husband was hungry. And Sally saw and said, baby, I'll bake you some biscuits. I'll rub your feet. While you was running after him. Our first dominion, this scripture constantly, I used to hear it around fellowship all the time. The first dominion coming to the daughters of Jerusalem. The first dominion. Why? Because we're that first art of defense, fighting for the men and women of God, putting that hedge of prayer, that fiery hedge around the vision, the ministry, the family, the husband, the children, the businesses. But we keep getting out of place. Because sometimes it don't seem like it's happening quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's also, deliverance is not the same.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Also, when she said that's your first place, watch this, woman of God. The word help meet is not limited to you being just assigned to your husband. Mm-hmm. The word help meet means simply to assist. That also can fall into the category under the ministry of helps. And the gift or the operation of governments. When you get into position to assist someone, that first has to be a level of humility and submission to that authority that's been placed over you, and that is the governing rule in the kingdom. You have to submit to it. Any other way up, any trying to do it any other way, well, I don't need no man over me teaching me, no woman over me teaching, I don't need a covering. That is not Bible. Neither is it God's way. He has already set structure and proper protocol when he gave Paul to tell us the head of every man is God and the head of every woman is the man. That is proper protocol. Then it goes on to say to submit yourselves unto every man's ordinance as in the Lord. Submission is key. But what we don't want to do is to do proper work inside of the body of Christ or allow God to assign us to our mission. Whatever your assignment is in the body of Christ, there has to be where you are imparted into the vision of a visionary or have a vision and then submit yourselves to the ordinances of God. And understand the proper protocol. And I want to work with it just one more time here. That woman is not just a helpmeet to the body, but you, woman of God, you have something that is special to the body of Christ, an uncanny ability to get things done because your discernment is sharp. She said something about the front line of warfare. Well, if you look at the rib, that first birth that took place, and I say it that way because that's the way I saw it, came from Adam, right from the rib. God took her out of him. Now, the rib represents a place of protecting vital organs inside of that man's body. It's in front of him, but yet it did not give her the place of authority over him. We don't like to hear that kind of teaching. I promise you, we got some people on here cringing right now that don't even want to hear it. In fact, I feel a hang-up just took place. And you know why? Because we don't want to hear anything that has to do with proper order. The body of Christ is all over the place, doing any and everything it wants to do, and this is why there is no order and no power in the body of Christ. Woman of God, if you will just touch a little bit more on the power that comes through submission. I can tell you this much here real quick. Authority can only be given when one has learned how to totally obey the grace of God that's in their life. When you have died to your flesh and your will, and you are now walking in maturity in the things of Christ, that is the thing that promotes you into a position of authority over demons. And then God says you have been faithful over a few things. Now I'll make you a ruler over much. Ruler means to be in charge of something. Demonic spirits, nations, demons, where you can charge them now and attack them and destroy whole regions that have people in bondage. God is looking for someone to make up the hedge, but he can't find nobody, or he can only find a few, that's willing to say yes and mean it. Oh, God know my heart. I can get back to him and just say, forgive me, and it's over with, but you still ain't dead. See, when you're dead, you don't even sin no more in that thing. That thing don't even affect you no more. You have become completely transformed. You have become completely changed, and now sin can't even come out of that area that you have yielded over to God. We take for granted that because grace is here that we can keep on tapping into it, keep doing the things that we want to do, and God's mercy going to keep showing up. I promise you, it's going to wear out, and so are you. If you don't die to that thing that he has told you, if he told you to walk in forgiveness, you got to master that thing until it becomes so a part of your nature to where the flesh nature no longer lives in you, but the Christ now, the hope of glory, lives. That's what he wants from us. That's the place of empowerment. That is the place of authority. Can you shut up? Can we stop talking when God says, this is the time to hold your peace. You ain't got no business bucking authority. You ain't got no business bucking your husband. You ain't got no business talking to your wife that way. Oh, yeah, it go for him, too. There is a place that he has to honor as well. God does not beat us up to make us do anything. That man ain't got no business beating you up, trying to make you do nothing. He gives you the word just as God gives it to you, and you have power of choice. But I admonish you to obey the word so that if he's off, God will deal with him. It won't fall on you because you stayed in position. You stayed in position, and when you stay in position, God ain't going to come past him to get to you and get you. He's going to go straight to him and vice versa. Go ahead, woman of God. I'm done.
Amen. You're not done, but I just want to just interject. It was just so many different times throughout the Bible because sometimes, like me, I'm a thinker. You know, it has to make sense to me. And I know the scripture says, in all thy getting, get an understanding. But there's also a scripture that talks about faith. It's a substance of things hoped for. It's an evidence of things not seen. You're not going to always see it. It's not going to always make sense, but it doesn't mean that it's not God. It just means that's where you put faith. You put faith right there. And when you put faith in that area, it's because you really are acknowledging that, you know, I'm with you, I support you. I might not understand it, and God gave the vision to the visionary. But we think we got to understand it all and we got to know it all. And all, even as a prophet, you understand in part, he show you in part, you don't have the full picture. That's why it's so crucial for us to get to the one who has the full measure, the Alpha, the Omega. We got to get to him because he will give you the fullness of it if you get before him. And I often wonder why Mary was just so powerful. You know, I was, you know, throughout scripture she would say, be it unto me according to your word. If he said it, she's like, be it unto me, give me that. Even though it had never been done, she knew no man. It made no sense what the angel was about to tell her. But her response was key. Be it unto me according to your word. Then she goes on to say, whatever he tell you to do, just do it. It may not make any sense. But whatever he say, just do it. Jesus had that same type of spirit, nevertheless. And he's bringing us to the nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done. I'm reminded of a scripture in James because I heard someone say, well, they ain't never went into the scripture. Well, we was in the scripture. We just didn't read the scripture. But I'm going to read the scripture because I hear the spirit. Well, I didn't read the scripture. Let me give you a scripture. James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 7 says, submit yourselves to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep, and let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Then verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. That's the thing I saw, what submission was. When God puts that thing on you to carry, it actually produces muscles in your back so that when you stand up from that place of submission, that very vision is coming up, going into a place before God, because you have carried it, and he wouldn't put it on you if you couldn't carry it. For his yoke is easy, his burdens are light. It might feel like a heavy thing, but trust me, if he's given it to you, you are the man or you are the woman for the job. You are that person. That's what I love. I quit saying no because I didn't understand everything. I had been taught my whole mindset, he's just trying to control me. And see, I'm from the west side of Chicago and certainly had a mouth on me. So, of course, I was getting folks told until I got some sense, got an understanding. And that which I don't understand, I trust. I trust God with my life. And he will not have me to do something unless he has purpose for it. And sometimes we don't see the full measure of a thing. He said, for I know the thoughts I have towards you. I know what I'm trying to do in your life, and I know what it's going to take to get you there. Some of us gonna have to get out the boat, leave those other disciples, and do something no one else has done. Get our eyes off the storm and continue walking and following Christ. Some of us gonna have to leave Lot, leave your kindred, go to a place that you know not of. But we don't want to follow those. That takes submission. That takes submission to follow an instruction. We don't want to do it because we think we got it all together. We know the ins and outs of a thing. But I'm here to tell you, if you keep doing it your way, you're going to get your results. But I promise you, if you do it God's way, you're going to get God's results. Every time.
Here's a few more scriptures for everybody. Hebrews 13 and 17.
That one too.
You just quoted James 4 and 7. There's another one, 1 Peter 2 and 13. That's submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme. Now, if we could just open that up. I can't open it up on my system here. If you can get Hebrews 13 and 17, I just want to read that because we still got a little time left, but yet I don't want to overfeed us. Hebrews 13 and 17, can you get that, sister, for me, prophet?
It says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself, for they watch for your souls, and they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you.
And the reason that is because when God gives someone to be over you, I mean a real shepherd, I'm not talking about somebody that made themselves, that went out there and started a church because they were trained by another leader. I'm talking about when God has taken you as a leader through the process of making you, as he did David, while he was out tending the sheep, while the rest of the children of Israel were out there having to deal with the giants in the land. David was on the backside being made, learning how to use proper warfare, learning how to intercede for God's people, taking the sheep and the lambs out of the mouths of lions and bears. He was learning intercessory war prayer then. When you have a real leader that watch for your souls, those leaders have specific instructions. God deals with them and shows them what to come against on your behalf. He does not always show it to you, but he will awaken them, summons them in the wee hours of the night, and begin to tell them what it is that you may be struggling with. They watch for your souls as they that must give an account. In other words, we must give an account for your soul, especially being in a position of leadership. This is just to give you to understand that not everybody is a crooked leader, but that God has given some that understand that there's an accountability that goes with leadership. And if they don't do it the way God says, it's not for us to fight leadership, but let God deal with that leadership, and you pray for them so that you will not have something come on you as a result of bucking proper order and protocol. Now, the rest of that verse says that they may do it with joy. Can I just be real and be transparent, being in pastoralship? Let me say this. Nothing gives me more pleasure than to see a soul that has an ear to hear, and that one that I've had to allow the Holy Spirit dig their ears out, get them in position, and they start doing things that are asked of them without bucking, without fighting, without going railing for railing, word for word. When you find a sheep like that, it makes it easier for the shepherd to deal with you. But when you get one that's hard-headed, stubborn, that like to go toe-to-toe with you, it makes it harder for you to want to pray for that particular individual. And it makes you not even want to go to God sometimes. Not saying that you don't, because you still got to, because that's just the love of God that has to go to the next level. But if you read the scripture, it says to do this, obey them so that it won't be a grief to them. You don't want to be a grief to your leader or those, whether you be a leader, that's a woman that's in leadership or a man that's in leadership. Sheep should not be a grief to the leader. Don't give them hard times. You don't know if God's got them up in the middle of the night fighting for your family, fighting to keep you out of death's bed. Then you got to be, they got to be the one you call up early in the morning and say, Pastor, pray for me. But you just cussed them out the other day. It's hard to do that. And that's hard for even a person that's not a shepherd to do that. But because we love God, we do it because we're constrained to. We're commanded to love you beyond measure. But don't take that for granted. When you have good leadership, love your pastors, love your husband, and husband, love your wives, because they have a greater position too. They've got to trust you when they can't see how it's going to be done. That's not easy for a woman of God to have to do. I promise you, it's not easy for a wife to trust a husband when he says we got to do this. And you're like, uh-oh, how are we going to do that? Well, that's where your next level of faith has to kick in. And I understand that ain't always easy. But I promise you, when you got a real man of God and you start stepping out there, you may make some mistakes, but God's going to always keep you because he honors integrity and he honors the intent of your heart. But when your motives are not right, I'm going way out there now. Let me just come on back home. Just submit. Just submit without bucking, without a fight. We all have to learn how to do that. And watch this, the last but not least from me. What you sow now while you're under someone's ministry, whether it be your vision or as unto God, if you buck in God, you can believe when you start that ministry, you're going to have some buckles in your ministry.
Mm.
Because you sowed that same thing while you were submitting or put in a position to assist another vision. Whatever you sow to another person's vision, it's going to come back to you. So if you're looking to get great, I promise you, the best way to greatness is humility. And do it with joy. Be quick in your obedience. And then when it's your time, I promise you, God's going to remember every seed you sowed, whether it be unto good or as unto evil, and you're going to reap it. Amen? I guess I'm through. For now. Woman of God, don't put me on the spot. I can hear you saying that. No, you're not. God. 1 Corinthians 16:16, you can write that down. Ephesians 5:21, you can write that down. Ephesians 5:22, just giving you scriptures because the woman of God heard it and I heard it, that you wanted scriptures. Amen. Vashti is found in Esther. I believe it's the book of Esther, the first and second and third chapters. You can see where she revolted against the king and how she was taken out of position because she didn't do what was required of her. She rebelled before a lot of people, and she was replaced. Woman of God, if that's it, you go ahead and do the altar call, unless you've got something else to close us out with.
Well, one of the first places to get into that place of submission is submitting to the Lord Jesus Christ. And those of you who are listening by internet or by phone, if you don't know Jesus Christ for the pardon of your sins, now is a good time to get to know who he is. We must first submit to him. We got to submit to him. You know, there's no sin that Jesus won't forgive for except for blaspheme of the Holy Ghost. I don't care what you've done. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God sent him, that He was raised from the dead. You can be saved. He has no respect of person. He doesn't love any of us any more than he loves you. All he wants you to do is come unto him. Choose ye this day who you're going to serve. No matter what that is, no matter what that is, Jesus Christ, his arms are stretched out wide. He wants you to come to him, and he will save you. He will deliver you. He'll bring you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Would you come to him today, right where you are? Will you accept him as your Lord and your Savior? All he wants is a yes from you. And if you give him a yes, a lot of people say, well, I have to get myself together. You can't get yourself together. If you could get yourself together, we would need no Christ. That's why we need him, because we cannot do this on our own. So would you accept him today into your heart? Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. Forgive me of my sin. And I promise you, the blood of Jesus Christ will come in. He'll accept you with open arms. Any man that comes to him, he will in no wise cast him out. Would you come to him today? Would you accept him into your heart today? And I promise you, you'll not be the same. You won't be the same. Amen.
And I want to pray for you right now. Those, when we're going to open up the lines in a few minutes, in just a few seconds here, but
Prophet, go ahead. We're not going to open the lines tonight,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Okay.
But continue on with what you were doing, sir.
Okay, go ahead. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for everything that has been said and done. All souls belong to you, Lord. And God, the spirit of offense is in the atmosphere. I sense it.
Yes.
But God,
yes.
We're going to be hated because of your word. We're going to be despised because of your word. The Bible says, woe unto a man when every man speaks well of him. And Jesus, they spoke well of you. And they said, Hosanna, and until you rode into the city on that mule. And then, Father, they began to want to crucify you. Nevertheless, God, your word has gone out. And I'm asking you, Lord, to watch over your word. Make sure your word is performed in your people, God. Give them to know and to understand that in this hour, God, you're bringing about a shift in the spirit. And you're bringing reformation. You're bringing a realignment and the glory back to the body of Christ. I pray, God, that you will give your people to know that proper protocol and order is coming to the body of Christ. And in order for that to happen, there has to be a tearing down, a rebuking, a clearing away of that which was to bring in the new. And you are doing new things in this hour. And we've
Careful.
Delivered your word, God. And we thank you, Lord. We're not afraid, Lord. Cover these souls with your blood. Cover their hearts with your blood. Bind sickness and disease over their lives. Bind the hand of the enemy that will come to torment them, to cause problems in their families. Bring about peace in their homes, God, according to your will and your way. Oh, God, I feel the offense, though. But God, nevertheless, soften the heart. Give them to understand. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, we thank you, and we
thank
magnify you.
You
for it in Jesus' mighty name. And now, with that said, listen, don't forget about we do have a radio program that we will be coming on this Monday night on WBGX at in Chicagoland area called the Bit Gospel Express. And we come on at 12 midnight every Tuesday morning, Monday night at 1570 a.m. It's on 1570 a.m. I won't give up. The website is www.gospel1570.com. That's gospel1570.com. We'll be back here, the Lord says, the same on the first Sunday of every month, to administer the love of God and the word of God that he has shown to us as prophets. And prophets do not always have words that are likable. They don't always have words that come to tickle your ear. They get the house of God in order based on the judgment that could come and the pending judgment that will come to warn the people to amend their ways. We've always got a nice word for you, I promise you. It's setting you up for destruction. God loves us, and he chastens those whom he loves. The woman of God that you have on the line now, Prophetess Rogers, she has been up under Cindy Trim, have traveled with Cindy Trim and assisted her and ministered with her. No one knew that, but the woman of God is known. That's on the line that ministered the word of God tonight to you all. And I'm indeed honored because she has also submitted her ministry up under my ministry as well. And that says a lot to me that God would allow such an honor to happen. Amen? Amen. If that be it, since we can't, is there a reason why we can't open up the lines tonight, if I might ask?
Well, I'm having some technical difficulty. That's why it took me a little while to get on the line tonight.
Okay.
So I don't want to, until I figure out what's going on with this computer, I'd rather not open the lines tonight.
Were there people that were able to hear?
Yes. You have callers, yes. Yes, I'm looking at the callers right now. Yes,
well,
we have people on the line.
I think everybody that turned up on the line tonight, whether internet or whether the phone call, you are so loved by God and appreciated. And again, we thank you for tuning into Kingdom Daughters Ministry. This is a ministry that has opened the door for me to be able to minister every first Sunday of the month, and I'm grateful to them for that. And I so appreciate that because they thought enough of the gift and the grace of God in my life to provide that opportunity. And I am very humbled by that. And you all want to make sure that you follow Kingdom Daughters Ministry or Kingdom Builders International. I'm sorry. You want to make sure that you continue to stay tuned because they are always bringing people on the line that have a word from God. One more thing. When you set a bowl of fruit out on the table, you've got an apple in there, you've got an orange in there, you've got a pear in there, you may have a tangerine or even a banana. But no one piece of fruit within that variety is the same. And when you go and pull one out, each one of the fruits that I've named has a different taste to it. But yet, and then they have a different function to add to your body. Well, it's the same way in the spirit. God called the apostles, the prophets, the evangelist, the teacher, and the pastors for the perfecting of the saints. So no one person has all of the answers. No one person has all of your deliverances. They may carry a heavier weight, but I can promise you God's got a variety of people out there that has a word from the Lord, and I'm grateful for that tonight in Jesus' name. Woman of God, our host, I didn't get your name tonight.
My name is Minister Sophia.
Minister Sophia, it is a pleasure to have you with us tonight as well, and I hope that they'll be able to rectify that problem as far as the board is concerned.
Did
Sister Hannah get back with us? Is she online yet?
She's online. Let me see.
I'm sorry, Evangelist Hannah.
I'm trying to. Evangelist Hannah, are you there? No, she's not here.
Okay.
Not here. I'm having a little difficulty. I clicked her on and then she disappeared.
Oh God.
But we'll have that taken care of next month.
That'll be taken care of.
In fact, it'll be taken care of this week, probably in the next couple of hours, actually.
Okay. This is what I would like to do for everybody that's still on the line then. I want to have your remarks or requests sent to an email address, or you can look me up on Facebook. me or the prophetess that's on the line. Is it okay if I give them your Facebook, prophetess?
Sure, that's fine.
Okay, and you can send your replies to the message if you have questions, if you want to have prayer. Since we can't open the lines up that way, I'll just give you, you can just look up Keith Blanton, no title before, no prophet, no apostle, just look up KEITHBLANTON, and I will be the guy standing in the white suit in the profile picture. Just send a friend request, put your, or send me an inbox, or send to Mernestein, no title. Send your friend request or your prayer request to Mernestein, which is spelled M-E-R-N-I-N. Huh? No title, yes.
Okay.
M-E-R-N-I-S-T-Y-N-E, not I-Y-N-E. Mernestein with a Y at the end. No title.
No title.
Could you repeat that again, please?
Okay, you want me to spell it out?
Yes, please.
M, yeah, M-E-R-N-I-S-T-Y-N. There's no E at the end of that, is it, prophetess?
Yeah, E. M-E-R-N-I-S-T-Y-N-E, no title.
No title. Okay. And you can Facebook and then befriend us. And then if you've got any requests, we would like to know what your response is to tonight's message as well. We would like input from the people of God and to see where you are. Amen. We just want to know where you are in the spirit. And since we weren't able to open up the lines, we're opening ourselves up that way to you, where you can just continue to stay in contact. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
I see we got, okay, Sister Hannah just said she hadn't made it home yet, so no, she's not online. She just texted me, everybody, so that you would know. Evangelist Hannah said that. All right, well, until next week, are there any announcements that you need to make, prophetess?
No announcements.
Okay. Well, Friday night I do have prophetic service or wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, where we have service every Friday night in Chicago, Illinois, at 7203 South Emerald Avenue. Again, that's in Chicago, Illinois, at 7203 South Emerald Avenue, every Friday night at 7:30. We're in there at 7 for prayer, and then we go into service at 7:30. And sometimes we in prayer until God get through praying us through, or we get through praying through to God. Amen. And then we go forth as God will give. But I tell you, there's demonstration, there's deliverance, and then there is sometimes a manifestation of joy and holy laughter that will break out in there, where we leave out of there drunk sometimes. I'm due for another one of them visitations. I enjoy getting drunk in the Holy Ghost. I promise you I do. I do. Oh, glory to God. I used to enjoy getting high in the world. What's wrong with wanting to have God show up and get you drunk in the spirit? Amen. Amen. Minister, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Amen. Well, I hope you got something from the Lord tonight as well.
And, yes, yeah. I did. Yes, I did. And I just wanted to say that for those who've accepted the Lord tonight on the broadcast, go to www.kingdomdaughters.org,
yeah,
and let us know that you've accepted the Lord. And if you need a Bible, we'll see that you get one. And also, if you need a church home, we will work with you to see that we can lead you to a spirit-filled church.
That is so cool.
And Prophet Blanton and Prophetess Rogers, we were so glad to have you on the line tonight. And certainly, sir, we're looking forward to hearing again from you on the first Sunday in December. And I trust that everyone got the announcement of his radio broadcast, his Facebook, where the church is located, and the other areas of media ministry that he's involved with. And I encourage you to listen, to go to the church. I'm in Detroit, so I can't make it. But if you're in that area, please, please go by and be blessed. And Prophetess Rogers, we were glad to have you. And certainly it was a word from God. It was a timely word. It was definitely a timely word. As I might say this, what she said, everyone, it is so true. I see it. I grew up in a Baptist church, and when I was 11, I went to a Pentecostal church, and this was in the 60s and 70s where the Spirit of God was moving, where holiness was taught, and now it seems like we've gotten so far away. And as you said, and I see the churches where they've actually killed the pastor, ran pastors out by their mouth, and saints of God, just take in what the prophet and the prophetess said tonight. Take it to heart. Meditate on it. It's food for your soul, and it's growth. It's growth for you. And Father God, I just pray over the prophet and the prophetess that you will continue to bless them and continue to broaden their tents, oh God. Continue, God, to give them a word for the people, oh God. Lord, that no weapon that's formed against them will prosper. We come against the spirit of retaliation. We say that they are blessed. Wherever their feet touch, it is holy ground. And Father God, we just pray that you continue to anoint them, continue to let them see further and deeper, and let them hear in a deeper way, oh God, and that you take them to higher heights and deeper depths, oh God. And Father God, we just bless them, and Lord, we just honor them for their time and their commitment to the people of God and to giving the word that you've given them, oh God, that they give it with boldness, that they gave it with boldness. And oh Father God, I pray that those who had an ear to hear, that they heard what the Spirit of God is saying to us individually and to the church collectively. And at this point, I believe that is, if you have nothing further to say, Prophet Layton or Prophetess Rogers, do you have anything else to say?
That's it for me at this point. Go ahead, woman of God.
Well, I just bless the people of God. I just release you into your purpose and your destiny. And as you get under the word of God, submit to the word of God, He will raise you up. So God bless you. Have a great night.
God bless you all.
God bless.
And we will see you back here next, the first Sunday in December at the same time. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Good.